Good evening, everybody. It's Michelle here from Boo Sounds. Welcome to Software Sunday 2. I am going to stick with apps today. I've been kind of lazy because I know I have to go through some apps, or not apps, programs on my PC that I want people to know about, but I still have to work through them myself. I'm going to do two apps today. One is will be for those that do not require accessibility. And the second one will be for those that are who are blind. I probably will bring in some tidbits about accessibility to the first one though, because I do use a magnifier and that's still under accessibility. The first one I have for you is Heyday. Heyday is like Farmville, only better. You don't have to go on quests. And what I mean by that is you still have goals. You still have to save up the money you need to buy a particular piece of equipment. You still gain friends. But you're not building your farm on the backs of those friends. Now, what I'm meaning by that is you go and you get a farm, and you have to get so many friends to help build your piece of equipment. Well, with this, you build it, you just have to wait the time. If you have jewels, you can make it go faster. And that can be bought through your iTunes account. Personally, it's the only game that I've gone and spent money for just jewels. It's that good to me. You are able to help your friends, but it's not a requirement. You can buy things from your friends, so indirectly it helps them. And you grow plants. You harvest from your animals and you feed your animals. And there's a mine at the back where you can get silver and gold, and there are goals, but it just gets you experience and coins, and that's where your truck comes in, and that's the beauty of this. My thing is that it would be nice to have a way to do this to make it accessible for those who do voiceover, but really it is a graphic-based program, very graphic-based space, because to plant your row of crops, you just use your finger. You basically drag and drop. You pick your crop, you lay it across whatever area you want, and you do that, and you get it to harvest your crops. You put your finger down, and there's a sickle that you run it across. When you run it across, it harvests your crops. I'm probably coming off really you know, all over the place, but it's that good of an app. I'm going to rate it a 4 out of 5, and I'll tell you why. Sometimes to read some of the names of what's going on, like, for example, the machine, or, you know, what's going on with things, I have to turn on magnify. And sometimes my finger hits the jewel button, and sometimes I buy something that I don't want to do, like speed up something or whatever. Granted, it's nice to have it sped up, but my jewels are gone because I can't buy any right now. So that's my only drawback. I really like it. So I encourage you to get it. You can get it from the App Store. It's totally free unless you want to buy jewels or coins. And that's spelled HAYDAY. If you have any questions about it, just let me know. If you're on Facebook, you can look me up there, because I too am on Facebook, and it connects with Facebook and Game Center. I'm Horsemaster 2 on Game Center, but Michelle Earle on excuse me, on Facebook. Now, the second app I have for you, I am going to stick with a game. There's three in this series, but I'm going to stick with the first one. No, I'll tell you about all three of them. The name of them is Baby Adopter, Little Girl Magic, and Baby Adopter Holidays. The babies are... Well, basically what you do is you feed your baby a variety, or child, a variety of foods, such as an apple, and they all have yummy factors, and some of them are 0, and some of them are 2, or 14, whatever that the food is that they like more. And you build up care points. Well, you can only feed your child once an hour, and you can only feed, or you can only care for them, I think you have to wait 5 minutes for that. It's either 5 or 15, I can't remember, I think it's 5. But the goal of the game is to build up points. And what you do with those points is you buy stuff for your child. Now, some people say, oh, I'd rather play a mini game with them, you know. And I find personally that for me right now, this is the best. It'd be nice to have a mini game, but I had another app that I wasn't too keen on. The mini game was just too fast for my liking, but I won't go there. It's a fun game. Just be warned that if you do like I've done and only fed your child once a day, naughty me, you'll get interrupted by a cry or an eh, as in Little Girl Magic. serves me right. And I haven't done it yet. Just another warning. But you can kill your child, just like in real life, by not feeding. So, and I try to think of them as Well, fantasy kids. I know they're not real, but I try to feed them without waiting that full day. Sometimes it works because I have a life, and sometimes it doesn't. The pluses. Accessibility. It runs on VoiceOver. Totally. I've gone and played, when my glasses were broken, I played that. And it made it so much nicer. It runs very well with magnifier, although sometimes my finger has slipped. One thing that I would like really is rather than three separate games, why not allow for a child to grow up right to adulthood? They move and they, quotes, move out. So your chance, so you can, your choice of whether you can adopt another foster child or you know, and continue on, you know, maybe with a different house or whatever. Because it'd be neat to see them grow up. You can only see them go so far, and that's it. It's either the child one, it's either a 7 or 8 year old child that you adopt. Well, I've had that child a whole year. And one of my babies I've had for over a year. Well, that's not true. In that year, the one baby has changed. When I started her, she had no hair on her head. Now she has hair on her head. But, you know, beyond that, she should be, you know, in some ways, you know, looking more like a 2-year-old. You know, that's to me. Anyway, I shouldn't be griping. It's a very good app. I'd say 4 out of 5. And that's for all of them, really. Because they don't have to do or make things accessible, but they're meeting those with a visual impairment halfway. You know, well, actually all the way. And they're keeping all these free. You can get the pro version. I don't know how much the pro version is. And then you can have multiple children and stuff like that. But I may check into that. I haven't decided yet. But you, but they're all good apps. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Hopefully I'll get off my duff and start working on some other software related items. I wanted to, there's a few that deal with converting your iPhone into a drive that I want to explore. So I'll leave you at that. And may your journeys be safe. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.